Hi everyone. So today we are going to talk about employment guides. We have our ICCS employment resource guide, and it was created for the purpose of preparing young adults for entry into the labor market by providing them with the necessary resources and information to assist them in obtaining and maintaining employment. It's presented in a step-by-step process that follows the entire job-seeking process. So with so much to discuss about it, we're going to split this episode into different parts. So I'll give you a second here to grab a notebook and a pen or pencil so you can jot down notes if you'd like while I discuss these important job seeking tips. So the first episode will be focused on soft skills. The first step in introducing yourself to the job and career field is to think about what skills you have or what skills you can develop to acquire and show value to prospective employers. While there are so many skills that are unique to particular jobs, there are also so many transferable skills or soft skills that work for most jobs. So we will discuss a list of the most common and transferable soft skills that a lot of employers look for in their future employees. So these are skills that you can also put on a resume, but we will get into the resume portion in a later episode. So I have four soft skills that I really wanted to discuss today. The first one is communication. Another one is critical thinking. The third one is multitasking. And the fourth one is teamwork. So I'm going to go over basic definitions for each skill and examples. So diving right in, let's talk about communication. A basic definition of communication is the process of exchanging information and ideas, both verbal and nonverbal, within or outside an organization or group. So an example or multiple examples would be writing an email or a text message, posting or interacting using social media, speaking with friends or family to understand a situation or convey thoughts or ideas. So communication is the foundation of our social, personal, and professional lives. We communicate with others verbally through speaking, texting, and emailing, and communicating nonverbally through our body language and gesturing. So being an effective communicator also includes listening, which is huge, understanding, responding appropriately to others who you're communicating with. So tips on your communication skills. There are four that I've outlined. So the first one is learning to listen. Second one is empathizing. The third one is encourage. And fourth one is attempt to resolve conflict. So jumping back to learning to listen. Use the techniques of clarification and reflection to confirm what the other person has said and avoid any confusion. Try not to think about what to say next while listening. Instead, clear your mind and focus on the message being received. Avoid speaking over others or attempting to finish another's sentences. The second one is empathizing. When communicating with others, try not to be judgmental or biased by preconceived ideas or beliefs. Try to view situations and responses from the other person's perspective. Three is encourage. So offer words and actions of encouragement as well as praise to others. Make other people feel welcome, wanted, valued, and appreciated in your communications. And the fourth one on communication is attempting to resolve conflict. So learn to troubleshoot and resolve problems and conflicts as they arise. Learn to be an effective mediator and negotiator. Use your listening skills to hear and understand both sides of any argument. Encourage and facilitate people to talk to each other. So being having good communication is huge in a lot of jobs. It across the board, no matter what job or career you have, communication is key in a lot of positions. So another soft skill that I'm going to talk about is critical thinking. A basic definition of critical thinking is using reason and logic to come to a conclusion about an issue or decision. Some examples would be reviewing information about a movie to make sure it's one you want to see. Like when you're scrolling through Netflix and you're reading just the little synopsis of it. I know I do that a lot. Considering the effects or impact of a social media post prior to posting it. Evaluating news and information accessed on the web with questions such as, who published this? Why did they make it? What are their sources? And what are their intentions? So here are some examples of how you can improve your critical thinking and become more proficient in using reason to inform your decisions. The first one is using wasted time. So take advantage of idle time by practicing critical skills thinking. For example, we've all been guilty of spending more idle time on social media than useful or necessary. Instead, spend some time thinking about your day by evaluating your strengths and weaknesses and asking yourself a few questions like, when did I do my worst thinking today? Did I figure anything out? If I could have done today all over again, is there anything that I would have done differently? Did I act true to my values and beliefs? So the second one for critical thinking is addressing one problem per day. So at the beginning of each day, choose a problem to solve when you have free time by thinking about the elements of the problem and by making progress to solve the problem through asking basic questions. For example, what exactly is the problem? How can I put it in the form of a question? And how does it relate to my goals or needs? So the third one is redefining the way you see things. Many situations can be defined in more than one way, and how a situation is defined determines not only how we feel about it, but also how we act in it and what implications it has for us. By redefining the way you see things, you have more opportunities to solve problems and apply your critical thinking skills more effectively. So that is on critical thinking, and those were just some tips and tricks to essentially use reason and logic to come to a conclusion. So the third soft skill I'm going to talk about is multitasking. A basic definition of multitasking is engaging in multiple activities and shifting attention from one task to another. I like to think that I'm good at multitasking, but I love double checking my work when I know I was multitasking. And we'll get into that in a second. So examples of multitasking are switching between two or more homework assignments simultaneously, preparing and cooking multiple items at the same time, talking to a friend on the phone while accomplishing another task. So you probably multitask several times a day without even realizing it, but there's always room for improvement of any skill, no matter how often it's used. So most jobs are going to involve some form of multitasking, so it's important to be able to multitask effectively. So here's some tips on multitasking skills. The first one is work on related tasks together. If you need to multitask, then minimize the switching costs by bundling related tasks together. The more similar they are, the easier it will be for you to move fluidly between them. The second one is keeping a to-do list and make it visible. I love to-do lists. You can ask anyone that knows me. I have three sitting in front of me right now. I have one for my personal life. I have one for work. So remind yourself what really needs to get done. Post your to-do list in a prominent spot and rank it by priority. Color code or bold the most important task and make sure you set aside enough time to address them. So when I make a to-do list, I make my top three things that absolutely have to be done today, and then whatever else is after that, hopefully I can get it done. If I don't, it's not a huge deal, but I know that I have to hit at least the first three. So the third one on multitasking is using downtime to review the new information. So one of the dangers of multitasking is that it gets in the way of your memory. So when multitasking, often if you try to recall what you learned during a meeting, class, or anything else where you've been multitasking, you're more than likely to draw a blank. So be sure to take time to review important things that you've done while multitasking and explain those things back to yourself to make sure you understand them. So essentially, when you're multitasking, just double check your work and triple check your work. So finally, lastly, the fourth soft skill is teamwork. I think is one of the most important ones. So a basic definition of teamwork would be the combined action of a group of people, especially when effective and efficient. Teamwork makes the dream work. I love using that. So examples of teamwork are engaging in sports or group activities, groups of friends or social media groups that share a common goal with each individual contributing to the same goal, playing a team-based game that requires coordination to achieve objectives. So teamwork and being part of a team is critical to success in your personal and professional lives. Most of the things that we see, interact with, purchase, or otherwise engage in are products of teamwork. Being a team player means productively working together to obtain your ultimate goals, whatever they may be, in whatever particular job and or career you obtain. So here are a few steps towards improving your skills and effective teamwork. Build up trust and respect. Nothing's going to get done within a team if there isn't mutual trust and respect among team members. Everyone must trust each other to do their part, as well as trust that their leaders are guiding them in the right direction. The second one is cultivating open communication. Encourage team members to speak openly, share ideas, make suggestions, and voice their opinions. Be actively engaged in community or in communicating respectfully with your fellow team members without fear of judgment. And third, clearly outline roles and responsibilities. Everyone in a team should have a clear understanding of what their role and responsibility within the group is. Think about your role and responsibilities in a team while considering ways that you can succeed in your role and how that contributes to the team's success. So that wraps up teamwork. And like I said, I think that's one of the biggest assets that a lot of people should portray themselves as when looking for a job, because everyone wants someone that's their prospective employee to be a team player. So that wraps up our first episode on the Employment Resource Guide. Our next episodes, we will cover resume writing, interview etiquette, interview attire, and phone interviews. And we would love to hear your feedback and hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way soon. Thank you.